So let's talk about screen time. We recently had a baby. He's now 3 months old. And when we first had him, we decided to purchase two Amazon Fire HDs for our kids because we knew that it would be a great solution for me to be able to hand over a screen for a few minutes if I just needed a minute. And though we knew it was going to be a major solution, we also knew that it was going to come with lots and lots and lots of problems. And now that we have a older baby, we have experienced some of those problems. But let's be honest here. Like, everybody wants to throw a screen at their child as a babysitter. It's really easy. It's a terrible babysitter, but it's a great babysitter. You know, imagine like having your child's best friend being your baby, being the babysitter while you go and do laundry or while you go and mow the lawn. Sure, it's great, but they also feed off of each other in really negative ways. And that can be a really unpleasant thing that comes with lots of negative behavioral consequences. Like when it's time to put the screen away, we have a temper tantrum. Or when someone else is using the screen and you want to be using the screen, then there's another temper tantrum. So yes, it's a great babysitter, but it's also a really terrible one. So they always work as far as giving you a minute as a mom, just backing off, saying, I need a hot second to recollect myself or get the laundry put away without having a child grabbing at your leg. And I could feel that it's just the easiest way to get away and be alone for 5 minutes. But here's the reality. That 5 minutes turns into 10 minutes. And that 10 minutes turns into an hour, and that hour can sometimes turn into three. And yes, I indeed have allowed my child to have a screen in front of their face for 3+ hours. But the kicker is I have also had a screen in front of my face for those 3 full hours. And really, the whole problem here, and it's not a problem, but it's just a thing that we struggle with, a conflict that we wrestle with, is regardless of how little or how much you allow your children to have, you know, YouTube or right now my daughter is really into these really short videos about making cupcakes, and she will just, I mean, she could watch that for hours. Honestly, I've watched them too. I could watch them for hours. They're pretty entertaining. But the problem isn't how much they're doing it, because they could be doing it for 5 minutes. They could be watching YouTube videos for 3 hours or whatnot. But it's still going to be okay. They're going to be just fine whether they've been watching it for 5 minutes or 5 hours. But what we want to accomplish is teaching our kids how to put themselves on limits, how to limit their own interactions with devices or with screens or with YouTube and have a healthy relationship with it. For instance, when I mentioned earlier, a few minutes ago, about when you go to take away that tablet and a temper tantrum comes, one of the best tools that I have found that is very useful in those situations is to say, okay, you clearly are currently not mature enough to handle that much time. And so you can teach them. That's the great thing about kids is they're so teachable. They're ready to learn. They're eager to please. And they want to do the right thing by you. And so you can use that as an awesome tool to say, hey, I'm realizing that every time I take away the screen, you get really upset. So maybe let's take a little break and maybe we'll play a game together instead. So you're teaching them that I can't just turn off my brain for several hours a day with the tablet, but I can use it as a tool to learn, or I can use it as a tool to participate in life with my mom, or I can use it as a tool to learn something like how to make cupcakes. And all the long and the short of it is, it's going to be okay. We're going to fail miserably, but it's going to be okay. You got this, mom. You got this.